Hello? 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 Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Hi.
Hi, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. I think we were just connected. Were you interested in participating in the hair relaxer lawsuit today?
Yeah, I think we got disconnected.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Okay, well, we can definitely try to see if we are going to be able to assist you here, okay? Was it you that had used hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, and have you already found an attorney to assist you, or this would be the first time?
This would be the first time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm then that you hadn't signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm, is that right?
No, I have not.
Okay, and after using hair relaxers, were you then diagnosed with endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancers?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Which one were you diagnosed with, if you don't mind me asking?
Ovarian
cancer. Again, I'm really sorry to hear that. We're going to go ahead and see if we are going to be able to assist you. I do have to ask some information. Starting with the date of your diagnosis, do you have when exactly it was you were diagnosed with your ovarian cancer?
Yeah, my diagnosis was February 7th of 2024.
Okay, and you said that was February 7th of 2024. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Now, who was it that diagnosed you? Would you happen to remember the doctor's name?
The doctor was, it was Dr. Audrey Arona. She was my OBGYN.
Got it. Okay, and was that in Georgia where you had seen her?
Yeah, that was in
Lawrenceville?
Yeah, that was Georgia.
Okay.
It wasn't in Lawrenceville. The hospital was in Conyers, Georgia.
Okay, got it. Okay. Thank you so much. All right, let me go ahead and put that in here. Okay, got it. Okay, and I'm not finding it here. Do you remember the name of the hospital that you saw her?
Yeah, it was Piedmont Rockdale Hospital.
Okay, thank you. The one on Milstead Avenue, right?
Yes, mm-hmm.
Okay,
1412 Milstead, yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that information. Okay. And you are currently a resident of the U.S., is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And did you use hair relaxer at least 4 times in a year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. If you were to estimate how many times a year, on average, you were using the hair relaxers, how often would you state?
I would say, let me see.
Or do you know how often? Like, if it was, like, every 2 months, if it was, you know, every 3 months, you know, every month?
Let me see. I'd say it was about 4 to 5 times.
Maybe
about 5 to 6 times in a year. Yeah.
5 to 6 times. Okay, got it. Okay, and I'll go ahead and get some information for you as well. What is your date of birth?
May 27th, 1987.
Okay. And you said that was May 27th of 1987. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, got it. And besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that was also affected by hair relaxers, or not to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Was it primarily the state of Georgia that you're using hair relaxers?
It was, between Georgia and, you know, if I traveled, I would use it in other states.
Gotcha.
But primarily.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But primarily Georgia. Okay. Would you happen to know of a reference of when it was that you started using the hair relaxer, if you can recall the month and year, or if you can remember how old you were? I could try to pinpoint it that way.
I'd say maybe March of 2005.
March of 2005. Okay. And when would you say that you stopped using it? Was it up until this year, or did you stop earlier?
I stopped in February of 2024.
February. Okay, so right around pretty much when you were diagnosed, is that right?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, thank you so much. So I'll go ahead and put in the dates here as March the 1st of 2005 to about February 1st of 2024. Is that right?
Yeah, around that.
Okay, gotcha. So that would mean then roughly that would be about 19 years consecutively that you're using hair relaxers. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, I know you mentioned earlier that when you were traveling, you would sometimes go to salons. So for the majority of your usage, would you say it was mostly in the salon, or did you also use it at home as well?
Mainly in the salon.
Mainly in the salon, okay. Mm-hmm. And let's see, would you happen to know what brand that they had used on you? Was it Dark and Lovely, Cream of Nature?
Yeah, it was L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely, okay, got it. Okay. And for this next question here, it is a bit strange the way that they do word it, so I'll kind of break it down for you. But basically, they're asking if from the time frame that you started using the hair relaxers, which in this case would be 2005, right?
Mm-hmm.
After you started using it regularly for at least 1 year, meaning 2006, the question is asking is if your cancer diagnosis happened at least 2 or more years after 2006.
My diagnosis came way after, not until 2024. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so it was at least well over more than 2 years from when you started using it regularly, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. Sorry, I know that question is worded very strangely.
Yeah.
So I try to break it down just to make it a little bit easier, but thank you for answering that. Okay, and I know earlier this year when you were diagnosed in February, the type of treatment that you received after you were diagnosed with the ovarian cancer, what treatments did you have? Did you have to have a partial or full hysterectomy? Did you have to have chemotherapy, radiation? You know, what did you go through, if you don't mind me asking?
It was chemotherapy, immunotherapy, complete hysterectomy, surgery, and, just to name it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay. If you were to, pinpoint the date that the treatment had started, whether it be from your surgery day or when you had started your cycles for the immunotherapy or chemotherapy, what date did you want me to just put down as a frame of reference?
Well, my treatment started in February of 2024, four or five days after my diagnosis.
4 or 5 days. Okay, so maybe like the 12th sounds about right, February 12th of 2024 this year? Okay.
Around that time, yeah.
Okay, and was that also by Dr. Audrey that had treated you as well, or was that a separate doctor for your treatment?
No, the doctor who treated me was Dr. Cyril Spann.
And you said that was Cheryl?
Cyril, C-Y-R-I-L, Spann is her last name, S-P-A-N-N. She's an oncologist.
Okay. Oncologist, okay. Okay, got it. I found her. And did you see her in Decatur?
Well, she's also at Piedmont Rockdale Hospital.
Oh, okay, she is. Okay, got it. Let me go ahead and put in the same information then. Okay, thank you so much for that. Okay, and I'll go ahead and start preparing the consent forms here. For HIPAA compliances, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, and I did ask you earlier if you are currently a resident of the U.S., right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Just wanted to confirm. All right. And the spelling of your first name, and I do apologize if I did say it incorrectly, I have it as C-H-E-R-N-I-Q-U-E. Is that Shernique?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure. And
It's okay.
last name here, I have it as Alston, Allston.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And do you also go by a middle name or middle initial or just first and last?
Just first and last is fine.
Okay, perfect. And may I please have your social? If you don't feel comfortable giving the full, that's okay. Just the last four is fine.
6479. But if you need the whole, I mean, do you need the whole thing for to hold up
We're
anything if I don't give the whole social?
That's okay. We're going to be able to do it with just the last four since we do have the other information like your name and your address and things of that nature. We'll be able to pull it with just the last four. And you said that was 6479. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And I do already have an email for you, which is going to be first name, last name, the number one at yahoo.com. Is that still the best
Correct.
email for you? Okay. And the best phone
Yes.
number to call you is this number, 267-226-5154.
Correct.
Perfect. And what's going to be the best address for you?
It's 1315 Crest Haven Lane. Do you need me to spell it out, anything out for you?
No, I think I got it. And that's and do you live in Lawrenceville?
Yes, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30043.
Perfect. Is there a unit number or apartment number, or is that a house?
It's a house.
Okay, gotcha. So I'll read that back to you. I have 1315 at Crest Haven, that's one word, Lane, Northwest is what seems to pop up here, in Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30043. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And at Piedmont, they are Piedmont Rockdale, they are going to have the medical records showing your diagnosis and treatment. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And last thing here is I will just need an emergency contact. It can be anyone. It could be a friend, family member. We're not able to share any information about your case to them. This is just so that we have a second phone number on file.
Okay, I can give you another phone number. It's 404
Okay.
804 7761. Let me check my phone and make sure I'm getting
Yeah,
it correct.
no worries.
Because the last word didn't seem to trick me up sometimes.
Yeah, no worries. I get it.
Seven six. I'm sorry. 7661.
7661. Oh, I can see how you got confused. Okay, no worries.
Yeah.
Okay, and whose number is that?
That is a friend of mine. Her name is Quenza. Quenza.
Quenza. Okay, perfect. All right, let me go ahead and get this drafted up for us. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and send the forms over to you both through email and text message. So whichever one does pop up on your phone first, you can go ahead and just click on it. And so that being said, you can go ahead and put me on the speakerphone if I'm not already.
Okay.
Okay, and let me just make sure that everything looks good here. Okay, so you are confirming that you are indeed Shernique Alston at 1315 Crest Haven Lane, Northwest, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30043. Is that right?
Correct.
And you are confirming that your date of birth is as May 27th of 1987 with the last four of 6479. Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. And you did want to and I did want to confirm that you did want to participate in the Hear Relax Your lawsuit today. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and I did let you know from the beginning of this phone call that it is being recorded for quality assurances. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I just went ahead and sent that over to you. Again, you're going to see it pop up in both email and text. So whichever comes in first, go ahead and click on it.
Okay.
Okay, and you can just go ahead and click through that, and if you get stuck on any page in particular, just go ahead and let me know what you see, and I'll be able to assist you.
Okay. So I'm just basically looking through everything, correct?
Yep. And whenever you're ready, at the very top, it'll say there should be like a yellow box with a downward-facing arrow. Yep. You can go ahead and click on that and just draw on your signature or click Suck Style. They'll make one for you, whatever you're comfortable with. And then you'll click Adopt and Sign at the bottom left.
All right.
And then just keep clicking on any of those yellow boxes with the downward facing arrow until you'll hit finish.
Okay.
Perfect. And then I will have it over on my side. Perfect. So you click on finish already. There is a continue button, but you actually don't need to click on that and create an account at all. You can actually just exit out of the page completely.
Okay.
Okay, so everything looks good here. I will go ahead and send this over to the law firm directly. That's basically it for now. From now until the next 4 days or so, someone from the law firm will be contacting you directly about this case. It's just like a 5-minute introductory phone call that they do require you to have. But if for some reason you haven't heard from them, that's okay too. Typically, they only do call if they do need something before they can actually start the case for you, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Of course. Thank you so much for taking my phone call. I'm sorry about the connectivity issues we had earlier. But in case you ever do have questions or want any updates on your case in the future, this is my direct number if you wanted to save it or just put a note on it so that you know in the future if you do need to contact someone for the hair relaxer case, just feel free to reach out to me and I'll be able to help you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. I appreciate your time. I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.